In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, a woman who has seen many sides of the music biz, Patty Rothberg. Hello, Patty.
Hello, Andy. Hello, HUD. How are you?
We collectively are doing very well. We are doing better by your presence. We're going to get into your new album, Ulterior Motives, in a moment. I think kids starting out in the music business would benefit from your wisdom, your experience, because about 20 years ago, am I wrong? You were signed to a big label, EMI.
I was. Yes, I did. And I rode that for 2 years.
Was it a dream or a nightmare, or a little bit of each?
It was exactly equal parts dream and nightmare.
Well, tell me about the dream. You're a kid. You get signed. Boom. It's an exciting thing,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, I was not trying to get signed, and I didn't even know what it meant to get signed at the time that I did it. So it was like being, it was like winning the lottery, you know. Congratulations, they knock on your door and say, congratulations, you've won.
You were on Letterman, you were on Leno, you were on Oprah's show, am I wrong?
That's all correct.
Is it all exciting, or is it be careful what you wish for?
Well, I didn't wish for it. It just happened. So I was just kind of like, well, look, today I'll be on Oprah. Today I'll be on Letterman, you know.
And what is the nightmare portion of that scenario?
Well, the nightmare is that, you know, people close in on you and ask you for money. They say, hey, here's a whole pile of money. And then you say, hey, thanks. And then they're like, oh, can I borrow like $20,000, you know, and, which of course you never see again. And, you know, your friends start acting weird around you and people are whispering and you think maybe they're saying something mean and then all they're saying is, oh, I like your lipstick, or, you know, you don't know. It's a weird crapshoot.
These days, record business, I guess to a good degree, is much more do-it-yourself, right, in general?
Absolutely, and I'm doing more of my music myself, too. I'm recording, you know, sound on sound on top of myself. I have a producer who doesn't ask me for any money, and we just record, and we have so much fun. It's really great.
Where were you discovered? How were you discovered?
I was playing in the subway, and I broke a string. So I went to a guitar shop, and boom, I met this guy named Dave Greenberg, who I went to guitar camp with. And we bonded right away, and he had just graduated for production at NYU, and he asked me what I was doing. I said, oh, I write songs, you know, I do art, I do this and that. Boom, we record, we get overheard by this woman on the phone. She said, who is that? What is that you're recording? I want to sign her. It happened so fast.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, Patty Rothberg. Your new album is your sixth album?
Yes, my new album, Ulterior Motives, is six.
You know, you play all the instruments. Have you given up on musicians? Is that part of the fun?
No, I love musicians. It's just that this producer that I work with has a beautiful vintage studio with every kind of gear you could ever want to play. And I just get greedy. I want to play it all myself. I picked up the piano again. I was a classical trained musician at age 3. And I never read the notes, but I always played, like, accompanying myself singing and stuff like that. For years, when I played in the subway, I was playing guitar. To switch to piano, I mean, I can play pretty much anything. I can play bass. So that's, I don't give up on other musicians. It's just that I'm, like, not as rich as I was back when they dumped whatever was $1 million on me back then. So
the CD cover, I've been intrigued by it. It's you holding a candelabra while four men are offering you light bulbs.
Exactly, and you're the first person to say it right. Like, I've had people say, oh, why is there a light bulb and then there's a ladder, and then I don't really understand why there's... Everybody has an ulterior motive. That's why they're all handing me light bulbs. And, you know, I'm doing it myself, as I said before about the music part. But they're all saying, you know, hey, little girl, would you like a light bulb?
You mentioned when you were 3 years old. Where were you growing up?
New Rochelle.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you go back there?
New Rochelle.
Do you live there now?
I've been back there because I have a friend who he lives in Rybrook, and the two of us grew up here. I actually came back to Scarsdale to live.
Oh, you do mention Scarsdale in Harlem, Monica, right?
Yes, I do. Scarsdale to Harlem, ain't nothing left to prove.
And you also got a book out, Extra Awesome. What's that about?
Extra Awesome. That is all about me. Basically, this guy on Facebook, Richard Carroll, asked me if he could take my picture. And I agreed. So we went this one sunny day to Brooklyn, and he took my picture in front of all the tagging graffiti artists. And so one photo shoot turned into a lifelong friendship. We're still really best friends. And he took pictures of all my paintings, and that turned into a discography. So it's really like the Patty Rothberg story in words and pictures.
A lot of serendipity in your life. Gigs coming up?
Yes, there's a gig at the Falcon with Sue Said.
Love the Falcon.
12th of May. Yeah, it's a great venue.
In Marlboro, Route 9W,
yeah, Marlboro, right?
And
then I'm playing at the Packing House in Willington, Connecticut at 8 p.m.
And a website?
I was just going to say it's all on pattyrothberg.com, all the websites.
Oh, brilliant. I bet it is. Finally, again, since you had that experience, cautionary advice to young folks looking to get the big music jackpot?
I would say let me open for you, kid. You've got to look inside your own heart for strength and... You know, somebody will find you eventually and, like, make it fun or make it bearable, but you're not necessarily going to reach the top and stay there. You might reach the top and like, the next minute it's gone or it changes. All you have is the moment, and you have to string it together and make it make sense for you and focus on the songwriting.
And, of course, don't be afraid to break a string.
No, because a broken string can lead to a really cool discussion on HUG with Andy Gell.
Here is the song Need an Ocean, which I've been humming for the last week since I first heard it, from Patty Rothberg. Thank you, Patty. Be well, and go get them.
Thank you, and come to B.B. King's on the 16th. I'm opening for Art Alexakis from Everclear, too.